Hello, everyone, and welcome to Watch the Film Podcast's film review of American Fiction. My name is Scott.
And I'm Steve.
And this is one of our review episodes where we're coming together to review a film that we saw a while ago.
We saw this either three or four, in fact, while you're talking, I'm going to find out when we watched it.
Well, it's a few weeks ago because it was an early screening, but I don't actually think this is out yet.
No, of course it is.
No. I don't know.
No?
General release, I don't
sure
know
it's been out. No. You're right.
It comes out next week.
God, I'm always right. Well, yeah. Well, you weren't right on that Black Panther podcast that we never released. Yeah, I went there. You was wrong on that.
We did release that one. There's another one. We were just talking before we started recording.
I thought it was Black Panther.
We're just talking before we started recording about an outtakes episode, because we may or may not have just recorded some quality outtake content, right? But I referenced a long-lost episode of this podcast that we recorded, but it was the same night as the Black Panther review podcast.
Right,
on the stream.
So what was that one then?
That's our most disliked episode, the Black Panther podcast one.
Is it?
No, just that.
It won't surprise me. I didn't like it.
The one, the episode.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you meant the film.
The one that we didn't post was the one where it was just like me and you chatting rubbish. Where you said, we're going to play a game of all the films that Scott's never seen. Just starting to reel off these films. So yeah, there is a 25-minute mystery episode that's just lost somewhere in the ether. But
we'll find it one day.
Anyway, American Fiction. But before we get into American Fiction, where can people find all of our other fictional or non-fictional episodes that may or may not exist? Thank you.
Very good. Very good. They can find them on all major podcast providers.
They can. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter by searching for Watch the Film Pod.
22nd of January.
Is that when we watched it?
Yeah. I've just consulted the diary.
That's only 2 days ago.
The film diary, 22nd of January. So it's taken a while. So this is a bit...
Well, it's going to be a touch base. What did we think? Is it up for any awards? What may or may not win? And just take it from there. This will be a very short review of this film, I think. Can I go first?
Yeah, go.
Jump this
go
in. So this was one of our mystery screen unseen viewings, wasn't it? With Odeon.
Yeah.
Shout out to Odeon, the greatest cinema in Hull. Episode not sponsored by Odeon.
Hang on. Let me just reference that. I love the way you put your thumbs up to the brilliant. Put your thumb up to the actual, what's that? It's a laptop. Yeah. Well done, Odeon.
Adobe Audition got my thumb there. For all our video viewers, which there are none because this doesn't get videoed, you will have seen my thumb then.
Yeah.
But Odeon, screen unseen. We managed to get to one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And it was American Fiction.
It was,
which we half knew going in.
Yeah, you kind of said it. Yeah,
I've got people in high places. I have contacts at AMC.
He consulted his Odeon people, and they told him. Yeah, so you knew roughly that was going to be that.
It was this one,
anyway. I'd never heard of the film, so I put the trailer on before, and I thought, well, I'll just check it out just to make sure I'm going to enjoy this. I watched the trailer, and I was like, oh, this looks all right, actually.
I had heard of the film because it had come up in a lot of people's top tens of 2023 based on its festival run.
Yes,
so lots of critics
and
stuff had seen it, and it was popping up in a lot of things. So
it's a strange one, this, because it seems to have had a really long release, because we saw it in 22nd of January and it's still not even out there. But it's one of those movies where they've kind of held it back, I think, because of all the awards season
nominations.
So it's sort of been held back a little bit to try and get on the tail end of that.
To me, it screams of it's had its critical release.
Yeah,
then it's had critic screenings and stuff. Then it's had a very limited run in AMC.
Yeah, yeah.
Which will align with Odeon being able to push it. And then it's got a general release, as you said, in March, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know it's out later in the month, because when I went on Odeon's listings, again, shout out to Odeon, but I went on their listings to, thumbs up, when I went on their listings to see what was out, and I was like, oh, they're showing that again. But obviously, it's not come out, so it's out, like you say, it's out next week, I think. But what was your thoughts on it? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I thought it was a really good story. It was admittedly something very different to what I'd normally watch. I'd probably describe it as a drama comedy.
It was more of a black comedy in the sense that
the drama was very prominent there.
It touched on some issues and made light of them in a really good way, in a really clever way. There was the story was quite a strange one, really, because it covered so much, and yet it went over quite a time period that it just, I don't know, it's a hard one to explain. It touched on personal loss, it touched on, again, spoilers here, but it touched on people aging, it touched on dementia, it touched on, it also touched a little bit on suicide as well, didn't it, talking about that as well.
And that's where I'd say the drama element was at the fore.
Yeah, yeah. Where,
I mean, but, admittedly, I've not seen a lot of black comedies, so I wouldn't know, are they more... Is the comedy more? Would you give me a couple of examples of black comedy so I can
put me on the spot there? I'm trying to. I'm off the top of my head, I can't really think. But
would you define? So I might be way off here. Would you define Shaun of the Dead of that kind of thing?
Not really. No, I don't.
He's
think
Black
so.
Blackadder. Does that fall into that category?
Maybe. It's kind of like it is kind of that the.
Or am I leaning more on the
subjects that you know and make light of it in that sense like that. But it did. The things that it touched upon, it did it in a nice, delicate way, but then it made light of other situations and kind of like, basically, I mean, we haven't even really told you what the synopsis of the film. I'm just reading this off here. It says, a novelist who's fed up with the establishment, profiteering from black entertainment, uses a pen name to write a book that propels him into the heart of the hypocrisy and madness that he claims to disdain, which is kind of touches on all of it, but there's so much more in there. It's about his family, about the fact that he's... am I right in thinking he'd split from his wife, was it? Or his partner, or she died? Oh, and it was his sister that... Yeah, so again, spoilers here, but it's personal loss of a sister.
She died in the film, didn't she?
Yeah, personal loss of talking about the family, and it's all about that family dynamic, about how they've all changed, and there's all that in the background working alongside this story about this guy who was this novelist, and his books just aren't selling anymore. He's wrote a couple novels over the years and they're not selling, but then he sees somebody who's telling this story about this like crime. I can't even say it like that. It's talking about
I likened it to like what's the word? I can't think of the word. You've turned your life around story.
Yeah.
But it was the most exaggerated like set of circumstances. Yeah. Involving prison and drugs and.
Well, that's what it touches on, isn't it? So basically, there's a novelist who's come out and they're on all these talk shows like. What you'd say, like opera like and Oprah Winfrey and things like that. And they're on these American TV shows and they're talking about the graphic novel they're talking about this novel that they've written. Sorry, they're talking about this novel that they've written. And it's
anyone
about,
think we just spoke about The Walking
yeah,
Dead?
Yeah, and it's about this black guy that comes out of prison and it's like this gangster style and he's seeking revenge after his father and I think he kills his father in it. And the way that it's done, it's stereotyping black gangland sort of culture, and it's done like obviously to somebody watching it, for some reason everyone loves it, they think it's fantastic, but
just jump in slightly?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
You say about it stereotyping. To me, what it was stereotyping was how that culture is portrayed.
Yeah, it's how it's perceived.
In media and in this. Version of that story in written media.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was very much a black author.
Yeah, and he was against it, yeah.
Well, but he was also writing really articulate pieces, wasn't he? And writing studies and theatre, like books with theatre about thesis books and really scientific stuff. And the way he's been getting put on the shelves.
Yeah, and he just sees this as this trashy novel and it was getting all to his culture and just doesn't like it and just like, oh, I can't believe it. Why are people lapping this up?
Yeah, and he was almost kind of like, because you get a lot in film, don't you, and in stories and in TV that minority groups are suppressed because of stereotypes.
Yeah,
right? Check it out.
That's good,
that with a word in that. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Minority groups are suppressed by these stereotypes. He was almost getting angry in this story that this author was almost reveling in that stereotype to create media that was being
and he finds it offensive, doesn't he? Yeah,
and so I really enjoyed that idea that it was offended by the way it was being represented.
And the way it's handled, the way it's dealt with is really, really clever, really, really good. It shows you him, I think, reading the book.
He reads the manuscript,
and the two actors who pop up on screen. One of them's Keith David, really famous black actor, and I really love him. I think he's a really good actor. He's been in loads of stuff. He's been Pitch Black in, what's it, the one? Cloud Atlas appears in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, in this, just a Beer's little cameo in this film, and he's actually acting out the scene, and he's reading the scene, and as he's acting it out, it, the stop. I don't even think that. No, that's not his book. That's the one he's writing. Sorry. I've got this mixed up. It's not the book he's reading. It's the one he starts writing.
That's
yeah.
why it's the manuscript.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah. So,
so he decides to write his own trashy book.
He decides
to combat
off the back
it.
Of this, so why not just write one? And he writes this trashy novel, and it's these two people like that. And then as it starts happening...
He calls it like really explicit. Yeah,
really
word, explicit.
Yeah, well, he doesn't start with. He calls it something else, doesn't he? And then he turns this trashy word. But yeah, it's so clever that he's doing this, and then partway through, they just turn and look at him in the room, don't they, and go... What we're doing? What's next?
Sure,
like
that's what
I
do.
Yeah, and like, really? Is that right?
Yeah,
yeah. Like, oh, no, maybe not. So, and
it,
it's just
that
done.
Was cool.
Really clever. Really clever way that I've not seen in the film before. I thought it was really good. And it just touches on all fiction and the way books and novels are handled, and it's just really, really clever. Mm. Really, really clever film. Lot of comedy in there. Again, joking about a little joking about suicide like that with his publisher.
Oh, yeah.
But the way it's done, and that's where the black humor comes in, but it's done in such a clever way that it's not really offensive. Do you know what I mean? It's handled quite well. A touching story. There's the dynamic between him and his brother, obviously the tragedy of him and his sister. And the way that the film pans out towards the end, which obviously I won't say the end of the film, but that again, it reminded me, the ending of the film reminded me of a film called Get Shorty with John Travolta. It's handled the same way as that. Really clever. Something different, and I think that's what made it
that
stand out.
That was why I enjoyed it so much. And I also think the reason that I lean more to it being like a drama with comedic elements is the family dynamic and the relationship between the characters within the family as well, and the little stories, the little sub-stories, if you like, that was in that. I just enjoyed all that, and I enjoyed watching it. I liked the way it was presented. I liked the little world that you were in, and I liked the almost sadness, not the dejection is probably the word, that he was feeling towards, like, his job. Not just first job, but in the world that he was trying to earn a living in, how he wasn't being respected,
taken seriously,
and by proxy, his culture wasn't being taken seriously. That was ultimately the goal, wasn't it?
It was a clever little film, something different that I've not seen before. And I'll be honest with you, here's another one for you. Jeffrey Wright, I think Jeffrey Wright's such a good actor. He's appeared in so many films, so many different roles. And I've got to say, this has got to be the first time I've seen him in the main role.
Leading it.
And he led the film, and I thought he led it really well.
He was good.
As a result, he's been nominated for an Academy Award. Was it Best Supporting Actor or Best Actor? I think it might be Best Actor. Best Supporting, wasn't it?
The one that his brother, though, that you
said. Yes, Sterling K. Brown
has he been nominated for Best Actor,
but I think Jeffrey Wright's been nominated as well. But again, probably overshadowed from like the big juggernaut that's going through at the moment of Oppenheimer. So whether or not it'll win the awards, but again, such a clever film, something a bit different, touching on so many subjects, and just handled in a nice way, really handled in a really clever way. I'd urge anyone who likes we've talked a little bit about the tragedies that's involved in this film, but like I said, just the way it's put together, really clever, something a little bit different. And just an enjoyable night out. And not just us, the whole audience was laughing, weren't they, all the way through?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
And Ben came with us, didn't
he? Yeah, he enjoyed it as well. So it hit all them sort of targets, really, that it wasn't just aimed at one group, really.
Yeah.
Different age brackets.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah, it was good.
I would also recommend it.
Yeah, good.
Speaking of recommendations...
I knew you'd say that. Yeah, go.
Where do you recommend people check out all of our other content?
On all major podcast providers, maybe? On all major podcast providers.
I really hope one day, I get appreciated online with how cool my little segue thing.
Well, you just think of one spot.
I think of one spot. I don't plan them. I mean, shock horror, none of this is ever, scripted.
None of it. Well, who'd script this, really?
Steve,
on all major podcasts... providers,
indeed. and you can search on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Watch Film Pod and give us a like or something like that on there. Thank you for listening, and we will see you on the next one.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.